Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday, whatever day you're listening to this on. This is going to be a super short episode because I already recorded it one time and then when I stopped it, I accidentally hit delete and yeah, that sucked. By the way, it's actually Thursday, not Tuesday, so happy Thursday or whatever day you're listening to this on. All right, this episode's going to be very short because now I'm just going to summarize because I literally did like a whole 25 minute episode and deleted it. So today's episode, we're going to talk about your price. But not really, right? We're talking about your price with a twist. So I want to say your price is irrelevant when the transformation is profound, okay? When the transformation that you provide for people is profound, the price does not matter. This is why my pricing strategy is rooted in cost of doing business and it changes often. People often ask me a lot how much they charge for their services, their offers, their programs, and I always respond, and you've heard me say this on the podcast, but I always respond with what's your cost of doing business, and then how much do you want to charge, right? Those are my two main questions, because the truth of the matter is that, like I said, the price doesn't matter when the transformation is profound, okay? There are industry standards, right? The general market may only be able to afford a certain amount, right? But it's okay to be delusional with your pricing, okay? Because truthfully, the price does not matter if the transformation and the outcome is life-changing. People will pay, right? There are people that will pay no matter what the price point is, okay? Here's the thing. A lot of us are focused on the wrong things. Price is a secondary, maybe even a tertiary thing. What's most important is the value you're providing, but in order to get people to see that, you need to be able to communicate effectively. So the real issue is not your price, right? You don't need to lower your price. You may not need to raise your price. Like your price is 9 times out of 10, it's fine. The problem is communication. How are you communicating the transformation and the value of your product or of your offer? Okay. A lot of people mess up because they're not like their messaging is bad, for lack of better words, is bad. Okay. It's not good. And because of that, people are basically nitpicking your offer. Okay. So if you have people who say that, I get people that tell me all the time, my offers are too expensive, right? Like they can't afford my offer. So I'm not saying that if this is foolproof, like you're never going to attract somebody that can't afford the offer, but you're also gonna see it less, right? I don't get as many people telling me that the price is the problem, right? If the price is too high or whatever. I don't get that objection a ton, right? Because a lot of times people don't reach out to me because they already know, right? They already know what the price is, right? I'm already very confident in the price. And truthfully, price is not an issue because the transformation is profound, because people can look and see what the offer is and they know like, oh yeah, that's why it's this price. Duh, right? People start to look at the price as a formality, okay? Your price should be a formality. It should be like, oh yeah, of course this wouldn't be free. But they're not gonna nitpick it because they see the value, because they see the transformation, because they can tell this is profound, okay? You need some reviews. This is something that I have been slipping on, and then I did market research and I was like, dog, I've just been playing myself, because people won't be able to see the transformation or how profound it is if they don't see that other people are getting the result. So you need to showcase that, have some testimonials, have some reviews, get people to do a video, right? Incentivize people to give you a review, to talk about you, right? To speak you up. Do case studies, right? If you don't have people's exact words, do some case studies where you show people your process and how you walk somebody through a process and what the transformation looked like. At the end of the day, the price does not matter. You can ask for whatever you want. You can write your own check. You can have a $25,000 offer. I have a $30,000 offer. I've sold it, right? My masterminds, when I've done them in the past, have been 5-figure masterminds. I've sold them. right? With confidence. And people have not hem and hawed or went back and forth with me about the price because the transformation is profound. But most importantly, because I'm able to articulate the transformation. I'm able to articulate the value. They're able to see it. So when they're reading through the offer, they're reading through what's all included, and they get to the price, it's not a surprise, right? It's not a surprise. Or it doesn't feel, you know, misaligned, like, oh man, all, you know, she's only offering this, but charging all that. Like, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen because they're able to see the transformation. They're able to see the value. So if you are struggling and you're thinking to yourself, ah, man, like, I need to lower the price or whatever, stop. The price is not the issue. It's the message, right? Your messaging is the problem. What you need to be able to do is you need to be able to tell them what is the thing they can expect to have, to do, or to be as a result of your program, as a result of your service, right? What is that thing, right? What is the end result? And you need to walk them through that, right? You need to walk them through that. You need to walk them through what does it look like now, right? What do things look like for them right now? And then you need to think about, okay, what's the actual end result? And then you need to bridge the gap, okay? That is the key. You need to bridge the gap, and you need to show them how you bridge the gap in your offer. Okay. You got to make a sandwich. Okay. You got to walk them over the bridge. You got to paint the picture. You got to show them. This is why the case studies work. This is why testimonials work. This is why reviews work, right? Those types of things. This is why screenshots work so well. I'm not telling you to do this all the time, but you need to do this at certain times. You need to do this, especially moving people through the customer journey. You need to do this when people are in that consideration phase of the customer journey, as they're in the purchasing phase of the customer journey, because they need to see and they need to understand, and you need to communicate to them why your offer is priced the way it's priced. And it doesn't matter what you price it, okay? That's the key here. I want you to understand the key is that it doesn't matter what you price it, it's worth it. Okay, your offer is worth whatever price you put on it. If you decide to raise the price, your offer is worth that, right? But you have to communicate that. Buyers are very savvy right now. So if they feel like something's not adding up, they're not going to buy. And this is why I actually just experienced this when I first launched Mom Sue Business Different. This was a while ago. Well, actually, when it was becoming CEO still. But anyway, I had relaunched a version of it, and I did a survey because nobody had signed up. And I was like, what is going on? I did like a little market research survey, and found out that the reason why people didn't buy is because they did not see any reviews. And I didn't even realize on the sales page, I didn't put a single review. And so my messaging didn't line up to anything, right? There was nothing to anchor my messaging into. I didn't talk about any clients. Like, sometimes in my copy, I'll talk about clients or something like that. I didn't even talk about clients in my copy. So they couldn't even see that I had worked with anybody or that I had served or supported anybody. And then when I really looked at the messaging for it, it was like, I wasn't even talking about the end result, right? I was just talking about, here are the benefits. Here's what you get. Here's what I'll do. But I didn't really walk them through or paint a picture of, what is the end result, right? What do I want you to have as a result of being inside this program, right? Besides community, besides being coached by Kay, right? Like, that's not enough, right? That's not enough. People need to see more. People need to see, what is the transformation? What is the value, right? What are you actually giving them? So your price does not matter, okay? Your price doesn't matter. I'm feeling very tired of talking. Because I did the last episode and then I recorded the hour long episode back to back. And now I'm like, duh, like the first version of this was just really, really good. I feel like this was good too. But I'm really summarizing a lot because I forgot some of the stuff I said in the last one. But I just want to encourage you that if you are, you know, really thinking, and I understand that, like, we're in a time period in the online space where a lot of things are shifting and it might feel like you need to lower your prices, but I really want you to encourage you not to lower your price. So this is like something that I have to help and coach a lot of my clients through inside of Moms Do Business Different, because a lot of people want to jump and lower their price. But I really want to encourage you to take a step back and really look at your messaging. Look at some clients that you've previously served in that container or a similar offer, and really look at, what are they saying was the transformation? And Are you articulating that, or are you communicating that on your sales page, in your content, when you're doing sales calls, when you're talking to people in the DMs? Are you communicating those same things? Because if you're not, that is the problem, right? People are not able to see the value that you're not telling them, right? And people can't just assume. People cannot just assume that, oh, maybe this is going to help me do this. Like, they're not going to assume that. They're just going to assume that this offer is not for them, that you're not the coach for them, that you're not the service provider for them, even though you very well could be. But it's because they're not able to see that, because you haven't told them, and that is the true issue. So even if you lower the price, people still are not going to sign up because there's no trust built. Right? There's no trust built. They can't see themselves in your offer. They don't know what your offer is supposed to do for them. So really consider looking at your messaging first. And your messaging is really an entire ecosystem. It's not just the sales page, right? Like, it's not just the sales page. It's the things that you say in your emails, the things you say, you know, on social media. And so if you're not saying a consistent thing, and if you're not saying the right things, if you're not telling people what they could actually get, what the actual end result is, what's that profound transformation, they're not going to buy. Okay. So the issue is not the price, because you could lower the price. Okay. I'm not laughing. This is not funny, but I've had clients who couldn't even sell something that was free, right? They couldn't sell a free sales call because the transformation was not profound, because people couldn't even see the value of doing a free call, right? That is a messaging issue. Right? If you keep on lowering the price of your offer, if you keep discounting your offer or whatever, and people are not buying, it's not the price. And a lot of times it's not the offer, right? It's how you are communicating the value. It's how you're communicating the transformation, and people aren't seeing it as something that is profound, that is life-changing, that is necessary, that is the thing to get them what they need, right? So this was a short one. I hope that this was able to kind of get your wheels turning, right? Get you thinking, okay? Because we're entering, you know, the shmoney season, which I love to call quarter four and quarter one for me are the shmoney quarters. And so because we're in this shmoney season, I understand how disheartening it could be when you're selling your offers and people aren't biting. Okay. And, you know, a lot of people like to say, you know, oh, quarter three is a slow quarter. This quarter is a slow quarter, blah, blah, blah. No quarter has to be slow. None of your quarters have to be slow, okay? None of your quarters will be slow when your transformation is profound, when your transformation is life-changing, but most importantly, when you actually tell people what it is, okay? And there can't be any confusion. There can't be, I'm speaking to this thing and this. No. What are you doing for people, okay? K is helping you with your lead generation, okay? I'm helping you sign clients. I'm helping you make money. Okay. High ticket clients. That's where my focus is. And all my messaging goes in that vein, right? So you're not confused about the transformation that I'm providing. You're not confused. You expect me to teach you or to talk to you about sales. You expect me to teach you and talk to you about either being visible or about generating leads, right? You expect those things. Now you expect some mindset stuff too, because you know, I add that in for a little razzle dazzle. But when it comes to the transformation, people are expecting me to give them actual marketing and sales strategy, help you actually generate buyers, right? People, leads that are people that are ready to buy or who have the potential to buy, right? And then how to convert them. That is what you're looking for from me. That is my profound transformation. Right. Another part of my profound transformation, when you bundle all that together, is, OK, you're teaching me these strategies, but how can I do this in less time? Right. What's the bare minimum I need to do? So not only do I teach you those things, but I teach you it in a simplified capacity. Right. Or in a simplified way. Right. I teach you how to do things in the bare minimum way possible. Right. Because that's what I do. I do the bare minimum. So I'm going to teach you that same thing. That is the profound transformation, right? So actually, the bare minimum part is more profound than the marketing and sales strategy, because anybody could teach you marketing and sales strategy. Anybody could, for real. Anybody could teach you that. But only Kay can teach you how to do that as a mom, right? Or how to do that doing the bare minimum, right? Where you're not spending hours and hours and hours, you know, doing lead gen and creating content and all that. I'm the only person that could teach you that. Profound transformation. People will pay, you know, whatever I charge, people will pay that because it's profound and because I articulate that. Like a lot of times when I'm promoting Moms Do Business Different, I am leading with bare minimum. I'm leading with 20 hours, like working less than 20 hours a week, right? Keep teaching you a strategy where you can do the bare minimum and a strategy where you can work less than 20 hours a week, right? And build a five-figure, you know, six-figure, multiple six-figure business. I lead with that, right? That is the message. That's the point. If you want that, you're going to buy, right? Profound transformation. Because it doesn't matter what I've priced it, people have bought the program. People have decided to work with me. And I'm grateful for that. I am so grateful for that. But I'm also laser focused, right? I'm laser focused on this is what I do. This is a transformation. And I just knocked my phone over. But at the end of working with me, and this is that question that I asked, what you need to be able to answer in your messaging is what is the thing they can expect to have, do, or be, right? And I expect, or the thing that you can expect from me, you can expect a bare minimum strategy. You can expect to work less than 20 hours a week. You can expect to be able to make 10K, 20K, 30K doing the least, right? Doing the bare minimum. That's what you can expect. And I articulate that. That's how I communicate the offer. And so the value matches, right? Because when you see everything, you're like, oh, okay, this all makes sense. Like the price makes sense. It's the same thing with you, right? A lot of times, I think there might have been like one or two times that I lowered the price of Moms Do Business Different. But in the entire time that I've had this program, and the one time, yes, I did lower the price. I lowered the price twice. And both times I lowered the price, it was because I changed the format and structure of the offer. And so because I did that, it didn't make sense for me to charge a previous higher price because it didn't match, right? So at the end of the day, right now, you probably shouldn't be changing your price anyway, because unless you're going to lower or take away things from your offer, then you're really giving them more than, or sorry, yeah, you're giving them more than what you're charging. And that's not fair to you, right? Like that's not, like you're charging such a high level of value, but then you're charging less. That doesn't make any sense, right? So anyway, I'm rambling now. I just really want to like pop and say this as an episode because I've been working with a lot of people about pricing and just the mindset around pricing and the mindset around, you know, pricing your offers and that kind of stuff. And I just want to be the person to say like, your price doesn't matter, right? That's not the problem. Your price is not the problem. It really is the fact that you are not communicating the value properly. You're not communicating the transformation properly, or the transformation just is not profound, right? And that's a whole other conversation, right? Like if the transformation that you're providing is just not hitting, that's a whole different conversation. But I know if you're listening to me that the transformation is there, right? Because it just is. Like a lot of our offers, I mean, I haven't met too many people whose offer I'll be like, this ain't it, right? But most people, you're giving your all, and especially moms, like you're giving your all to your offer and to your clients. So that is not the issue. And the price is not the problem either. It really is the message, okay? And I don't think it's next month, but coming up, I'm going to be doing like a whole series just on messaging to really deep dive into this. I feel like with this episode, I just had a lot of thoughts and I was like, I just want to just get this out there, but I'm really going to do like a whole series based off of messaging, because messaging really is crucial to your marketing, right? And it's crucial to your sales. If you're not able to nail your messaging, and messaging again is going to evolve, but if you're not able to even get really clear and concise with your messaging, you're always going to struggle to sell your offers, right? And you're never going to feel quite confident in selling your offers with, you know, very vague or generic messaging, right? So I'm going to do a series about that coming up, so stay tuned for that. But that is it for this episode. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.